We have a quorum?
I think so.
Okay, welcome everyone. It's 5:01 PM Woodway time, and we have a quorum of the Planning and Zoning Commission. It is February 13th, 2024. The first item on the agenda after I do a call to order is for public comments. And I see no public other than a city council person.
How you saying?
And so I would assume there are no public comments to be recorded. Next item three is consider action on the minutes from the January 23rd meeting. You all got those on your trusty iPads.
I make a motion that we approve those minutes.
Second it.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. Item number four is a public hearing on a proposed ordinance 24-02, amending Appendix A, Zoning of the City of Woodway Code of Ordinances, Section 7.4. Fences shall be located in accordance with the following rules: establishing regulations and restrictions regarding the use of materials within the City of Woodway for the construction, erection, and repair of fences. And so, at 5:02 p.m. Woodway time, I will recess the Planning and Zoning Commission and open a public hearing to discuss that matter. And I haven't seen any public yet who would desire to discuss this. And I think I'll wait for the city to discuss it outside of the public hearing. And so, 5:03 p.m., I will adjourn the public hearing and reconvene the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Now we'll have item B, a discussion and consider action on a report made to the City Council regarding such an ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had Amy did a great job getting this ordinance up on the wall for you here. If you're familiar, which I'm sure you are, with the original fence ordinance, it was 7.401 and 7.402. So it just started off with the fence in the front, and it can't be taller than 8 feet without approval from city staff. So basically what we've done with the added sections of this ordinance is to kind of put some teeth in enforcement for our police department to enforce some rules on some unsightly fences, some unsafe fences. That's the bulk of what they've added. So they've added some penalties for offenses, and they've also added some language for constructing your fence. So you'll notice, like I said, it was a very small section. Everything's been added on the end. Sections 3 and 4, kind of some legal jargon at the end. But does anybody have any questions about the fence ordinance that you would like? We'd to make a recommendation to council on?
Yes.
I'm gonna beat you to your question. Thank you, John.
The why on this, about 6 months ago, council had a couple come in and they were complaining about their neighbor. And it was about a three-pronged complaint. One was the noise that this person was creating as a nuisance. The other one was the way that they were shining lights and cameras onto this party's property. And the third one was the material that they were claiming was fence material. It got down to, we really can't address what is a fence and what's not a fence, because really all we've ever addressed was the height a fence could be. But not really the material. And so really what this individual had done was just basically take some old roofing material, tin or sheet metal, and out of harassment called it a fence. And so this is to try to drill down to what we would accept as a fence: privacy, you know, wood picket fence or cyclone fencing or something like that. But it's more defining what that item could be. And in order to change this ordinance or define it better, it has to come before y'all. Council's already addressed the other issues. The last issue that they addressed was changing the ordinance to better define what could be considered decorative art in the front yard, because this person was also just kind of collecting junk and calling it decoration. And so council didn't need to change that ordinance to come to y'all, but they do this one for y'all to consider and make a recommendation. I hope that answers the why portion.
Well, add to that, so why are we seeing this?
In order to change this type of ordinance, which has to do with subdivisions and building and stuff like that, it comes to y'all. The other one was more of a nuisance style ordinance, and it didn't come before y'all.
So we're just making a recommendation to council?
Yes, sir.
So have we gone deep enough and far enough with this? Have we outlined what a fence is and materials, descriptions, heights?
You know, you always think you do, but sometimes you don't, and you don't know until you go through the process. And 99% of the people are cooperative, but there's always those 1% that make you go back and sometimes edit it. And this going through the city attorney's office and back and forth, we don't know until we apply it, but we think it's better than what we had.
So if a resident has a standard woodway cedar picket fence and they decide to update it and change it, they can go back with the same type?
That's never been the problem.
Well,
that's,
I understand, but when we change the ordinance, will the citizen be able to go?
Yes, sir.
Put in a new fence?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's similar to what he had in the past?
Yes, sir.
I think what the new ordinance is the type of materials that are accepted.
Correct.
As far as that.
Right.
I read that because the old ordinance was strictly the height, 30 foot, 3 foot. You know, I mean, 30 foot, you can be only 3 foot. Then you can only be a max of 8 foot. And that was pretty well, I think, about as far as it went. Now, I'll give you an example, and you may be talking about the same person that lives on my street. But there is a person on my street that had a squabble with his neighbor. Her neighbor, So she had some big dogs. So he decided he'd put a corrugated sheet metal fence up, and then on her side, and then he put a wood fence on his side. I mean, now, according to the new ordinance, it says metal, but it doesn't say what type of metal, whether it be a R panel, a decorative panel, it could be anything. So, I mean, personally, I guess I'm maybe too picky, but I don't think corrugated sheet metal looks too good as a fence, you know. I mean,
that's my question. I'm agreeing with you.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Have we gone far enough?
When I drive by that house, I just almost cringe because it just looks like they need to live out in the country somewhere. You know, but so we're voting on just basically just a vague type of material. It did say you could use, vinyl, which I've seen vinyl fencing, and that looks pretty good. You know, the only problem with vinyl is that over the years, and usually short years, is the hot sun will warp it and it'll discolor it to a more yellow color. But that's the still, you know, that's okay.
You can refer it back to the council with recommendations, and at that time the city attorney will be there and
right.
See if it fits and doesn't violate people's rights other than the authority that the city has to govern.
I think a lot of these HOAs, these newer HOAs, they're pretty strict about a fence has to be a wooden picket fence, or it has to be a brick, you know, type fence. It has to be some type of standard fence that looks pretty nice.
Yeah, I've never, I'm always in the stance of don't overregulate, but also use reason. And it's like, I think that the verbiage we have is pretty close. It's just the question of, do we need to add in something along the lines of metal, vinyl, brick, stone, or masonry fence that is standard in fencing practice or something along those lines? Of, have we gotten restrictive enough to actually fix the issue of this one case? Or are we even going to be able to...
Yeah, I mean, the city attorney was involved in hearing the complaint.
And they believe this will
fix the concerns of the council and the staff on how we couldn't enforce that predicament.
And this will allow us to enforce it?
And this is what he submitted to try to address that.
Okay.
Okay. And
I'm going to, in my situation, if that, like, I always would think that if the attorney's involved and they're the ones saying that this would fix the situation, then that would be my belief.
I don't know that.
Yeah,
I don't know that.
And that's at least the.
I've heard lots of lawyers in my life.
That's my at least belief to start. We start there, and okay. We have to bring it back. We bring it back.
Okay, my comment, which I agree with everything so far, but my concern with the listing of materials is like, what if somebody used chicken wire? Well, that's metal. You know, stick up some stakes and a bunch of chicken wire. It'd be a wooden metal fence there. And so, but would we want to have that as a fence? But, you know, and I get that. And the same thing with the tin roof kind of thing. But one thing, a couple of things. One, the existing fence, would that be grandfathered in on here? Because this would not go into effect until the final approval by the council. So could we retroactively enforce that? And I don't know that our saving clauses address that one way or the other. And then also, just another thought is, if it was not a standard type of fencing material, and I don't know if this could be included in our definition, have a requirement for city approval. Is there a construction permit or a building permit required to put in?
Put up a fence? No.
I don't know if that would help any or not.
That was going to be one of my questions.
Okay. So I like the enforcement provision. I think we need to have that. But I'm just concerned about if it's too vague.
Well, my fear
void
is
for vagueness, you know, that's one of our attorney's phrases here. Is it void for vagueness? Does it tell us enough about what it may or not
be? My fear is there's no inspection, there's no approval. Somebody goes out and puts up this fence they think is just great. Mr. Policeman's driving by and says, that's the most unsightly fence I've ever seen. I'm going to write him a $200 ticket. And you're going, no, this is a beautiful fence. And then what's what? Next thing is, they're in your city council meeting raising Cain over the vagueness of 7.403.
Yeah, I can't give you an answer. I can't give you a clear answer without the city attorney.
I'm always careful not to offend anybody. There's a house on a major street in Woodway, a fairly nice house, that put up a chicken wire fence around the backyard. And every time I drive down that street, I look at it and I think, God, can you believe that?
But they have chickens too.
Do they?
They have.
Oh my. Farm animals are allowed under the code, but still the chicken wire fence. Now, can they put up a chicken wire fence next year?
I would say because of the legislature giving them the authority to have chickens in the yard, they're going to have the right to have chicken fencing.
I'm just one guy on this commission, and I'm just talking. But the vagueness of this, when you jumped right on it, when you start trying to change something, there's a reason why. Otherwise, you don't try to change something. And so somebody triggered somebody to change something, and so here we are looking at it. And I just think you're putting a terrific burden on a police officer to go determine what's okay and what's not. And then you're going to get the city municipal judge, and you're going to be sitting in front of saying, that cop says this is a sorry fence, but I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, the good, so.
I don't know.
To clear up a couple things.
That's just what I think. I don't know.
Right. Like, so fencing, as far as permitting goes, that would be subdivision ordinance. This is an enforcement thing. So this would be code enforcement. So more than likely, if it was going to be a person right now, it'd be Albert, which he's the one that enforces all our code enforcement. Abandoned vehicles, he does all that. So it's going to be Albert that's enforcing it. And it seems like it has been a case by case, on a case by case basis. Also, it does say that you cannot repair. So if you have a non-compliant fence, when you go to repair it, you can't do that. So if you had a, you know, like at my house, you know, the wind blowing a piece of, blowing the half the fence down, if it's something that's not allowed, you would not be able to repair it. So that answers that other question.
What would not be allowed is a fencing material.
I'm honestly not sure. I look at the same list, right? I look at the same list and I go wood, metal alloy. The way it's explained to me is, like, there's a few instances where we have, like, net fencing that's just kind of stuck up in the air that's supposed to be a fence. That kind of stuff's not going to be allowed, which that's not any of the listed.
Unless it's vinyl.
Unless it is vinyl, yes. But just straight, a netting plastic would not count. Aside from that, like I said, I think it's going to be case by case. I don't know if it's end up being, I'm sure the natural order of things, somebody was going to call in a complaint, Albert will go talk to the police chief, which is his boss, and they'll make a decision on the materials as far as that goes.
So I have one more question. I saw where it mentioned repairing, and that's sort of our way of grandfathering in. But is there anything in here that defines what's like a derelict or anything that would require someone to fix a fence that's in disrepair? I feel like that's another piece that's missing. So
right, there's absolutely nothing in there. Like I said, you're not required to have a fence.
Yeah, I mean, you could have a wood fence that's leaning over and quite dangerous, actually. I've seen a number of those kind of driving through over the years, and there's nothing here to enforce that. I feel like that's another potentially missing piece.
Yeah, and I don't know if it that's definitely a question for another talk.
My question was, there is nothing in there.
There's nothing in there. Just like before, right? It was very limited as far as height, and front yard. It's all the other stuff was for side obstructions, basically in your front yard. So this is all new territory, and I'm not sure. I know different cities have different fencing rules. As far as, like, we basically, you know, we don't permit fences. We pretty much just told people, as long as you put it in the right spot, you can do whatever you want prior to this coming up. So those are all great. And I don't know, the best thing to do would be we would document this and send that forward to council with those requests if you have some.
I'm just visualizing, like, that orange construction kind of material stretched around somebody.
Not vinyl. Not vinyl.
It's not
vinyl. It's plastic.
Oh.
Plastic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's an opportunity for some manufacturer.
I just think it's really, I mean, you know, it's kind of a catch-22 because, like you made the comment, it is not required to even have a fence.
Yeah.
So if you have someone that has a fence in disrepair, how do you enforce them? Other than if it's too dangerous, but how do you enforce them to even repair that fence?
Right.
It's not even required to have it.
Oh, but there's nothing in here
that would say you can do that.
Well, it's a trespass if it falls over on somebody else's property.
Well,
negligence,
that's true.
Someone
have
is
to
injured.
Do, yeah, they'd have to get it off on their property and then clean it up or something. But that would be. But I'm just saying, I mean, I don't see a lot of bad fencing in Woodway. I mean, most of the homeowners. You know, I think accept the fact that usually a wood fence is probably pretty well the best way to go, cedar fence or something like that. Sometimes they'll use treated lumber and then wish they hadn't.
Yeah.
It starts warping.
I'm pretty sure everybody that uses treated wishes they hadn't. But
yeah.
At some point.
It's cheaper at the front end, but not at the back end. But, I mean, I just think since you're opening up a can of worms, you know, you might want to think about being a little bit more restrictive on exactly what type of materials. Metal is pretty vague. I mean, you could, like I said, you could have chicken wire. You don't want to have chicken wire.
Or a gauge of metal.
Or, well, maybe limit it to something like a decorative fence or R panel or something that would look, you know, nice and decent. I mean, I don't know. But then how do you enforce that if it's not in there in detail, you know?
Right, and then most of those suggestions are subjective too, right? So I don't know.
Yeah.
That'd be a good question. Yeah.
You would
to
really
send
have
up
to
the...
go into detail on what the, and some cities I'm sure do, you know. I know. I think Waco's pretty strict on some areas. But I don't know. That's just my thought about it, the whole situation. is that before, it was just up to the homeowner whatever they wanted to do, you know, as long as they didn't exceed the height.
Yes.
Then it was okay. It didn't matter. But now that we're requiring a certain type of materials, you know, I don't know if it's maybe a way that we can kind of say what kind of material, you know, go into a little bit there.
Like we were talking about, like on the 7402, exceeding 8 feet require written approval of city staff. It could be the same thing, with rather than just listing, and it may still be listed, but something to the effect of non-traditional fencing materials would require approval of staff. But again, how, you know, if there's no permitting requirement prior to going to the city and getting it, well, the 8 foot and the materials used, they're both like, you know, what do you do if the wrong one is used? And, you know, this property owner would have to know they need to seek approval prior to doing that, which, you know, if they're doing it themselves, they may not do it. Of course, the fencing company should have the obligation to check it out. But, you know, I don't know if that would be a way to word it, rather than trying to have a list of everything that's excluded, just, you know, have it bracketed.
I mean, I've seen people put up 4x4 posts and then nail up some 2x4s and then nail up a 6x6 wire mesh. That's their fence, the wire mesh. But it doesn't look too good. But it's a fence. It's cheap fence. You know, they're on a budget. They're just trying to get something to keep their dogs in the yard. So, but I don't know if there's really a lot of issues like that right now in Woodway, is there?
I mean, not to my knowledge, but I don't go out looking for fences, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
but I mean, I would say the majority of people fall within the normal chain link
wood fence.
Wood fence.
And if it did become a problem, this could always come up again in the future if people started having a craving for chicken wire fences with, you know, wooden stakes. Then
it would have to be probably somebody with a really large, large lot, and might be isolated, and that they would probably do something like that. I would think so. But I don't know. I mean, it was just my thought of the fact that the materials is good, but it's not specified of the materials.
Mm-hmm. You
know? So I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I've come back around to my young friend's comment about lawyers making lawyers choosing their words, and maybe he's right that it's such a nebulous, undefined area anyway.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we can hurt by going this route.
But
yeah,
at the same time, just being one person again, but at the same time, I almost have a notion that you really can't control this because you're not going to permit it. You're not going to do anything. You're just going to create a nightmare. And so why are we doing anything? We're doing something because one dispute with one neighbor put up one stupid fence, and now we're going to go change the whole thing for the whole city. And so why are we doing this? And it...
I do believe from my recollection of being at that meeting that it was a pretty intrusive neighbor. And
well, they can be bad. I remember an occasion where down closer to the lake there was a dispute, and the neighbor wanted to be angry with his neighbor, so he started stacking automobiles in his front yard.
Oh, nice.
And the city had no ordinance about that.
But they made one, though.
They made one. And so people can be obnoxious as they want to be. And yes, ma'am.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I'm
going to say I don't think it's going to change anything on the metal materials if we say we allow metal, so they can use tin roofing and still stand it up and stake it down, and it would still be permitted by this. We wouldn't make any change on that. It would only be potentially the height of it and that would be affected. And I see where, you know, the height, you know, so many, like even in my neighborhood, the lots are so steep, you know, going downhill, you know, you might need a higher fence to get some measure of privacy from next door. So, you know, I'm fine with height requirements or looking at it. But I'm not sure this would solve the problem like you were describing earlier. they could still put up that corrugated tin roof, and it would still be a metal fence.
I have wondered about the heights, because there's some houses over off of Ritchie that are new. They're on a steep hill, and as you drive by, you look entirely and see everything in the backyard, because the fence is only 6 or 8 feet tall, but it's way down and the yard's way up. But I guess we do that for safety, height of the fence.
I think so.
Waco used to, as far as when I was doing construction in Waco, the city of Waco used to have a 6-foot ordinance.
It still is.
Is it still 6 foot? And I'll never forget, I did this job for this doctor, and he was a pretty famous doctor. And he wanted 8-foot fence. So we put up 8-foot fence, and oh my man, they had everybody in the city down. I think they had the mayor come back. So I called the doctor. Well, they all went away, and he said, put it up.
Can I lastly ask, you're sure that we're supposed to even be looking at this? Is this is under the purview of planning and zoning?
Yeah, well, because it's in Appendix A, so yes, all the Appendix A comes through planning and zoning on its way to council. Yes.
Do our planning documents have any definition of fencing also? That there's not going to be any contradiction with their thing.
Do the what?
Like subdivision, any other ordinances that we have?
Not to my knowledge. The only thing is the fencing. Yes, okay. This is, and that was all it was those two. Yeah, there's no other references to fencing in the subdivision ordinance.
Now, if you go into HOA, they're going to have their own rules and regulations.
Oh, they can. They can be more restrictive. The HOA they definitely have. Yeah, have their own rules.
Exactly. No, I know a lot of them is like, you got to use this certain roof. You got to be this color, and it's got to be this type of roof.
Yeah, more restrictive is
very restrictive.
It's definitely up to them.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm good with everything. The only thing
I want to take a leadership role here.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
I make a motion that we recommend approval to City Council for the ordinance 24-02, amending Appendix A, zoning the City of Woodway. Code of Ordinances, Section 7.4, that fences shall be located in accordance with the following rules, establishing regulations and restrictions regarding the use of materials within the City of Woodway for the construction, erection, or repair of fences.
I second that.
Discussion?
I'm still wondering what teeth this is going to give to the police, because I don't see the problem that's been raised, except for the height of the fence. I don't know how this is going to help them. That's my only thought.
I agree with you.
And so, you know, we can pass it, but what difference will it make? Are the police going to actually be able to enforce? Are they going to be able to find anyone for anything except for violating height? And retroactively, if they did build a fence that was too high, could they come to the city and get approval retroactively on that?
So could you, as part of your motion, would you consider saying that the council should add some enforcement provisions?
Well, this does have the enforcement provision, but I'm not sure what they're enforcing.
Yeah,
that's my confusion. I may be the dense one here, but I don't know what are we allowing the police to do.
I will recommend it upon this, and then as a side note, I think this may have to come back, and if it does, it does. I don't think we are causing any harm at all personally by making the recommendation. I don't believe we're causing any harm by pushing this ordinance any further forward. Okay. Is my belief and understanding of it. And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, it has to come back, then we can review it again at that time.
Okay.
So when we pass this, the ones that are out of ordinance right now, is there a way? They're grandfathered in. There's no way to enforce it.
Until something happens to it, or they want to go repair it. Right.
Okay.
There's nothing. You just, like right now, you can't.
From now on.
Yeah, right? You can't. Right now, yeah, you won't be able to construct, erect, or repair.
Right.
So if it's already up, it's already up.
It's up.
Yes.
You can't come in and say, look, now knock on the door and say, you got to fix your fence. It's a new
right.
Arm.
Yes.
Can do
yes.
That.
Most definitely cannot do that.
I got you.
But they'll catch him at the repair
That's
phase.
The council approves it. But,
right.
Yes, it's true.
And I think we've established this, but there's no legislation or ordinance that we'll be able to approve that's going to prevent neighbors from being nasty to each other. I mean, they'll make an 8-foot tall wood fence that's bright red or something stupid if they want to, you know, annoy their neighbors, and we can't prevent that, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're really, somehow, somebody ought to address that somehow, but not us tonight. You're right. Okay, I'll call the issue. There's a motion and a second, and all in favor say aye.
Aye.
I think that's a majority, so tell the council that it got approved.
I will pass that along.
Pass that along. There's the man. Carry it with you. Carry it with you.
Let's see. Are we hold on here while I load stuff up to you. That's it, isn't it?
Staff updates.
There are no staff updates at this time.
No staff updates, then we have item number 6.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor say aye without discussion.
Aye. I'll go home and annoy some neighbors.